Hello, another chat. It's the 29th of March, and it'll probably be quite quick this time because I was talking to a neighbour earlier on part of the walk and I couldn't really record at the same time. So I bumped into somebody else who was going for a walk, so we were shooting the breeze a bit, as they say. So just me and Lottie now marching up the hill. This kind of evening that's gone a bit cooler again after a few lovely warm days. Gone a bit more like a typical spring, a bit cooler. But nice, a bit brighter, birds are singing. And it's actually a bit later now because the clocks have changed in the UK. We're on to British summertime, as it's laughingly called. Oh, bumblebee, I don't know if that'll come out, just buzz around the microphone. So, not any ground earth-shattering developments since I last talked, I don't think, because I'm still writing the book. It will get there one of these days, folks. And I must surely be on the last leg. One of us must be. It's either like, it feels like a test of wills, it's sort of either that novel on me, but the end of one of us. But anyway, it's getting there. And just sort of having a few more thoughts as I go. But things are definitely feel like they're firming up a bit with it. So hopefully I'll finish the first draft soon. I was hoping to finish it by the end of this month, but that is rather, rather approaching, isn't it? So, it shouldn't be too much longer. It's gone over 110,000 words, so with a bit of luck it'll seem like good value when people get it. And I'm thinking about a title as well, but I'm going to check it out and have a look. I think I might have mentioned that last time. There's not much I can tell you about it without sort of doing spoilers. I've mentioned it in some of the earlier chats. I can't talk about general sort of things because people never ask me questions. I wish they would, but they don't. So general sort of things and in the writing. As in fact, I've actually bought a new chair. It's actually a gaming chair, quite a good one. A Secret Lab chair. It's a bit expensive, but I spend a long time in it. I spend a long time sitting down. I try to get up every so often and stretch about, move my back and stuff. Stretch my legs. I still think a well-designed chair will encourage you to have better posture while you're sitting rather than slumping and slouching too much, and it seems to be working. Kind of has enough adjustments that I can make it just right for me, and it's a bit of relief actually. Kind of got to the point where I thought it was worth the money in order to just to protect really your back. You only get one, don't you? So I need to look after it. And after a long day, it can be a bit punishing on the spine and your neck and everything, and your shoulders and all that stuff. And you can end up with things like carpal tunnel syndrome, stuff like that, and I won't be able to work at all. So I think it was worth it. For me, at any rate. And, not getting any younger, so need to look after myself a bit. So, what else has happened? Been doing some digging in the allotment the other day. Not really writing related, but it's good to get out and do physical stuff and take my mind off things. Did that at the weekend. Bit of digging. Allotments mentioned, of course, in at least one of the Devonshire mysteries, in Mystery in May, isn't it, where the allotments are key. And if you've not caught up with any of the notes on that, allotments are quite an old tradition. Some of them do go back a very long way, I believe. I did post some information about this on the sources page to go with the novel, which at the back of each novel is a link to the notebooks I use, which has a link to all the sources, because they're online notebooks. But they do, some of them go back a very long way, and others are more recent, and I believe it was in the 50s, there was an Allotments Act passed into law, because it was about in the sort of after-war years, and food was still scarce, they wanted people to be able to grow their own food. So there was a law that said if local councils had a certain number of people who put their name down to say they would like an allotment, they would have to provide one. So that means we've got lots of allotments in towns and villages and cities all over the country. And at one time it would have been sort of, you just sort of get, you know, certain types of elderly chap and stuff out there doing them, but they've become more and more popular as people get into things like organic gardening and knowing where their food comes from and all that kind of thing. So they really are quite popular, and we're lucky that we have a set of them with our village, right behind our houses in the village, and quite a few people have them. They're usually all fully booked up with people. Sometimes there's even a waiting list. And the rents that you pay for your patch are very small, sort of a tiny amount per year. And you get the area to dig and use as a garden. You don't have to grow food on it, you can grow flowers and things. But you do have to look after it. There's usually a sign, a thing to say that you're going to, you know, keep it well maintained and so on. And that's pretty much all there is to it. You can keep chickens on most of them as well. Again, that was in the Act of Parliament, I believe. Chickens and I think rabbits, because I think at one time rabbits were considered as a good food source for people to keep on their allotments. We don't allow rabbits on ours in case they escape and eat everybody's plants. But there are... I mean, there would be pets these days, wouldn't they? I don't think people are really breeding rabbits for food on their spare time, but quite a few people have chickens and some ducks as well near us. Yeah, somebody even had a turkey once, but they moved on. I'm not sure what happened to the turkey. Don't know if you got eaten for Christmas or what. Anyway, I used to keep chickens on ours actually, but not for many years. Yeah, long time ago. Quite fun, but quite a lot of work. Anyway, see, I'll be doing a bit more of that as time goes on. So if you follow me on Instagram, you might see pictures of things growing, hopefully. As long as I get out there, turn myself away from my desk long enough to actually do the things. I'll just have to climb over the stile. You go the other way, Lottie. Go around there. Go on. There we go. Might be able to hit. Good girl. Might be able to hear some water running as a sort of a drainage ditch that empties out into a drain down here. Just a mini waterfall. Anyway, heading back down into the village. Other than that, what can we say? Whether there'll be any advanced reading going on of this book, I don't know. I might invite a couple of people. I'm not sure. I will have to see. I know people are often quite keen on that, but I think, as I've mentioned before, I've got to work on my scheduling with an editor and so on and get all that fixed up and get the cover done. As soon as I've got that title, I'll get the cover organised. And we'll get it done. I don't know if there's going to be much more in the way of audiobooks coming, because so far I've had A Study in Stone done and Valley of Lies, and it's early days with them, and it's nice that people are borrowing them in libraries, but they do cost... What on earth is that? Strange noises from up there. They do cost an awful lot to produce, and they're not particularly flying off the shelves, so at the moment they're not really paying for themselves, so we're going to have to see how that goes. And I know they're nice to have, and they're nice for people to access, but they take a lot of time and quite a lot of money, because even though haven't recorded the narration myself. I still had to check it all when we had quite a lot of toing and froing with Valley of Lies. I really wanted it to be right. I wanted it to be accurate. And that took some getting to, but we got there in the end. I hope people will enjoy it, perhaps as more people get it and perhaps it gets some reviews and things. So if you do get one of the audiobooks, reviews really appreciated. And that might all help. Some strange noises from somewhere, I don't know what they are. It's cutting through a little sort of scrubby bit of... It's almost like, I don't know what it is really, don't know who owns it. It's a bit of a sort of odd bit of ground at the edge of the village, a little stream going through it. I mean, you know, tiny, I can step over it, which is what I'm doing now. And it's full of rubbish, because in years gone by, people used to tip rubbish down here in the village, so lots of old broken pots and bits of broken glass and things, which is a shame. It'd be nice if it could get cleaned up, but I don't really know who owns it. Anyway, come here, Lots. Wait for me. Come here. Girl. Let's make sure she's on a leader a lot of the time, unless it's unless we're away from a road. But just while we're going through that little bit, I'll let her off. Just because it's narrow. Right, let's wait for this car to go. And we'll finish off. So, heading back to the village. So thank you very much for listening, and not sure how edifying it was this week, but anyway, we'll keep going. And thank you, and thanks very much to everybody who's done things like posted reviews, read books, bought books, told their friends about the books and so on. And a big thank you to everybody who has sent me a mug of tea on via the coffeecomp.com website. It's all really appreciated. You can find out more about that at michaelcampling.com. There's a lot of strange noises going on. I think people wheeling bins and things out of the way. And, oh! Come on, Lottie. Looks like we're, Mrs. C has come home, so that's good. So we'll go and say hello and surprise her. So anyway, thank you very much. And oh, are you going to say something? You going to say hello?
How do you do, darling?
No, to the people I meant.
Oh, anyway, you're doing it live?
Well, no, it's recording.
Oh, that's fun. Hello, people.
Wonderful.
I can
all
get
right.
In the back door.
Oh, okay.
I just brought the bin round. Oh, sorry.
And I think we'll end it there, okay? So thank you and goodbye.